Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a Thursday night as we are just a few days away from the official start of Blake Elliott's favorite season of the year. He has made it clear over the last month to anybody that would listen. It doesn't matter what show he's on. Doesn't matter what station he's on. It doesn't matter what social media channel he is communicating through. In fact, if you see a plane with a sign, streaming behind it. Fall is the best season ever. Sign Blake. Don't be surprised. In fact, I think he just got a personalized license plate. Fall number one.
I should.
Okay. Because that's the kind of vibe you're getting. And, you know, I got roasted last Thursday. Right? Remember last Thursday when I said two things were going to be going down on September 11th. One, we would have a remembrance of September 11th, right? Yeah. Worst tragedy in U.S. history. And then we would, pay remembrance to the Rangers season.
And they were streaking at the time.
Okay. Ballin'.
Best team in baseball.
The Little Rascals. Hey. Oh, my God. This team is incredible. I'm not here to dance on anyone's grave. Okay, I'm not here to make light of what has gone on, but for all the flack and havoc that I was thrown my direction last Thursday, I just want to come out and say, hey, so I was a week off, and I'm not taking any solace in this, but let's call it what it is. What you saw against the Houston Astros, and I hate to be that guy, but I'll go ahead and be that guy, was a microcosm of this entire baseball season. Streaks. Win some. Lose some. Get close to making that. We're almost there. We're close to getting over that hump. And then we got to win this series, or we should take 2 out of 3. And if we just do that, and if this guy hits, and he's coming back, and we should feel good, and here comes Adolis, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you get swept.
You get swept, Fred. You don't win a single game in the most important series of the year.
I mean, the one series you had to win, that you had to take 2 out of 3. And again, we both know, and anybody listening to this program right now, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Chime in. We want to hear from you. The one series that you knew without any question, a shadow of a doubt, that you knew you had to take 2 out of 3, you didn't win a single game.
And let's be honest, on Tuesday's game, when you score 4 in the 8th, you weren't close in most of these games either. Obviously, you had the 4-inning explosion in the 8th inning of Tuesday night.
It got close.
Astros, it got close. But for the most part, if we take out that aberration, most of these games were not close. The Astros felt like they had a stranglehold on the series. And I have to ask the Tolos, the question that I was asking myself leading up from the Little Rascals, when these players start getting healthy, do you insert them back into the lineup? And a lot of people were saying, no, keep the guys that have got you here. unless it's Corey Seager, don't put him back in, work him back in. Adolis Garcia gets put right back into the lineup as soon as he's activated. Do you think that was the right move or the wrong move, Fred Davis? Was that the demise of the Rangers season?
I mean, who'd you insert? Adolis?
Yep.
I mean, it's one guy. I mean, I'm not. I mean, look, it would be.
Does it mess up the chemistry though? The chemistry.
No, because it was it Adolis's fault that Kelly got rocked
Merrill
on
Kelly
Tuesday.
Did get rocked?
Was it Adolis's fault that Jacob DeGrom got rocked yesterday? And the guy that you thought
and
was
kind
your,
of sad,
you know,
what was the backpack of your team being pitching in the biggest moment kind of let you down, especially your starting pitching? Was
well,
what
it just,
was what
it,
got
it,
you to this?
It
point.
Caught up to you, unfortunately. Right? It caught up to you. And on days when, and that's what I'm saying. Look, I mean, here we go. You were wrong in your prediction, plain and simple. Yes, the Rangers have failed for the season, but that is not what you said. You got the flack because you refused to own that. What are you talking about? I literally said that this we would be putting a remembrance to the season last Thursday. And I'm doing it this Thursday. So I'm not really sure what was my prediction was wrong, but I still said this team wasn't going to make the play. You know, I was hoping the team would make the playoffs, but I didn't expect them to.
Someone said it sure does feel like you're dancing on our graves.
Well, I'm not. I mean, they teased us. Wow. We had some fun with it.
That's why we need the Fan After Dark thongs.
Because
tease.
Well, I mean, look, I don't dispute that. I mean, I don't
put a Rangers logo on it too, because all they do is tease.
I don't know. I don't think we can though. I think that's a copyright issue.
What?
Putting a Rangers logo on a thong if we put like Fan After Dark on it as well.
But like one small T, you think would be a copyright infringement?
If it's the same, if it's the Rangers T, yeah.
We can't put it on any kind of merchandise.
No.
Okay. Well, then we'll change it a little bit. Then we'll change
copyrights.
We'll call them the Tejas Rangers.
Or the Tatus, like the you know, like the deal.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
We can
why
do
not?
That.
But that's not the Tatus, though.
Yeah. I mean, sure, but people will know.
I'm sure we can come up with something clever.
We can figure out a way.
But I don't know that anybody, I mean, are people still feeling that vibe? You know, I mean, what do you think the, you know, what would be the urge for people to want to get Ranger thongs
now
that the season's
dark
over?
Thongs.
Well, I get, but I don't know that we should put, you know, I don't know that the Ranger maybe, season is worth it at this point.
Just because they're a tease.
Maybe a Dallas Star.
Maybe a Dallas Star as well. Huh? Maybe both, all of your Dallas teams are kind of teases.
Do you put maybe like the Skyline?
Yeah, just Dallas in general is a tease. It gives you all you want until you need more.
Look, I take no solace in how this thing ended. But at the same time, too, though.
Are we agreeing that it's over?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, absolutely we are.
What would need to be the improbable for the Rangers?
You got to go 9-0. That's what do you mean what's the improbable? You win every game out. That's the improbable. I mean, this is what you've backed yourself into a corner now. All right? Like, there's no coming back from this. I mean, it's not... I mean, again, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't some hot take. This isn't me just coming out with some profound, you know, sports observation here. You could not... You had to win every sit. We talked about this a week ago. We talked about this 2 weeks ago that you were going to have to win. When you fell back like 6.5 games, right, before this team went on its little run, we said, and because you and I were texting a week or so ago about this, when I said, hey, this team's going to have to win every series from here on out. And
you're 4 games out of the wild card behind the Red Sox, who are 83-70. You're 79-74.
Yeah. And you got 9 games left.
You pretty much need.
Oh, I thought you said somebody texted that. Like, no, you're done. It's done.
You pretty much need Boston to lose out. Boston plays Tampa.
No, you got to win 9 games. You know what? Look, before we start doing the, you know, mental gymnastics and the twister of what needs to happen with if this happens here, if that, no. You know what needs to happen? You need to win 9 games, and then you need a bunch of help. Period. End of story. All right. Like, that's, you've backed yourself into a corner, and that's where you're at with this baseball. Unfortunately, guess what? This baseball team, as we've learned over the course of 153 games, just isn't good enough.
No, true. Seattle Mariners.
And that hurts.
Seattle, when it mattered most, 9-1 in their last 10. As we just talked about, your Rangers lost 4 in a row, dating back to the Astros series. This was not a good performance to be the culmination of the season, because a lot of people had hope in these young guys that have stepped up, the Sam Haggerty's, the Dylan Moore's, the Cody Freemans,
yeah.
Josh Young, and Berger coming back into the fold, Jock Peterson. So I think there is some optimism going into next season as far as maybe some of these guys can help up next season. I believe there'll be a lot of changes on this Rangers team next year. I don't think you're going to see the same.
There has to be.
I think the core will be shaken up as well.
You spent $241 million and didn't make the playoffs.
I do not think there's a lot of guarantees on this roster next year. I think there's going to be a lot of moving pieces, and people can text in about contracts. I think players might get moved around. I don't think Adolis will be on this team next year. And we can get more and more into it as the offseason gets closer. But this Rangers team, for as good as the pitching was, it's a disappointment of a season. I don't want us to get caught up in the – well, they were down.
The pitching was good.
Oh, the pitching was phenomenal.
Also,
Think about it. Through the first half, that was the best pitching the Rangers have ever had in the history of their organization.
Your pitching was great, okay? But your pitching also spit the bit there towards the end.
No, I agree. You know? Their pitching was 85% of their wins for the most part.
Well, but you got to include the bullpen in that. All right? Yeah. Let's make a...
I'm looking more at their starting pitching.
Well, okay, thank you. That's what I was going to say. Let's make a differentiation here. Your starting pitching was good.
Yeah.
Your bullpen... was your issue.
Yeah.
And that's where Chris Young, who, you know, good, look, the Kelly acquisition at the deadline was great. But let's be real. You put your eggs in the Jock Peterson basket. Mm-hmm. That was a disaster.
It decided to start playing baseball in
who in decided September. That he would start hitting decently in August.
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, he did break his hand, so there is that. But he was not great before that, and he was just okay afterwards. All right. Jake Berger waited until August before he decided to start hitting again with any kind of consistency. Mm-hmm. All right.
Josh Young was up and down all season.
Josh Young was up and down all year. All right. I don't think anybody, I mean, he wasn't near what you thought he was going to be.
Honestly, I think a lot of people might say Higgy. They wanted more playing time over Jonah.
Heim was, great catcher.
Great catcher.
Disaster at the plate.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So you just had Wyatt took Wyatt a while to get going. All right. I think we're still waiting. I mean, okay, look, I'm not saying there's no shame in the 2020 club, but aren't I mean
No. We have aspirations of Wyatt being Bobby Witt.
I was gonna say, isn't he a 30-30 guy?
Yeah, no, Bobby Witt. Talking about Bobby Witt, but Wyatt should be in the same realm. I don't need him to be, top three in MVP voting, but he should be in that range of...
Well, no, I don't think you're wrong for saying
being
that.
Being a top guy, it should be him and Seager being the guys kind of carrying the bats.
Brett Boone said earlier this year on this very station when as part of his weekly hit with Sean RJ and Bobby, that when this guy figures it out, he's built like Bo Jackson, got that same kind of demeanor about him, and that once he figures it out, he will be a year-in, year-out MVP type candidate.
I think a lot of Rangers are hoping that Corey Seager can pass that baton, the torch, to Wyatt. Once Corey Seager takes his last hit, and you're like, hey, who's going to be that next guy that's consistently batting for us, is consistently in that two or three hole, that's providing runs, it's just kind of your backbone. Evan Carter, hopefully being Marcus Semien S, a guy that can always get on base, good fielder, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And neither of these guys, I'm not saying have failed, not at all, so I do not get my words misconstrued, but these guys have not lived up to the lofty expectations that all of us assume that they will be.
Right.
But enough on the Rangers. Their season, not looking good. We'll touch on them later on the show as well as next week.
Hold on real quick. I just got to address this before we continue on from the 972. Fred has an Astros tattoo. He's low-key happy right now. Shake my head, LOL.
Okay, Reginald Alatula, as you guys know, a former night show host here, was posted on Instagram, him cheering in the stands at the Astros game as they sweep the Rangers. I slid up on a story. I said, you traitor. I mean, he's cheering his butt off.
Let me tell you something, and I've made it very clear on this radio station, all right? I have been a fervent, and I do mean fervent, supporter of your Texas Rangers, all right? And I may still, just out of sheer loyalty to the DFW, I may go ahead and just get a Texas Rangers tattoo anyway, okay? Just to silence the haters. All right. If you question Nate Newton did it yesterday. We'll get that. Maybe we'll get to that later on in the program. Don't do it. Don't question me.
Well, speaking of questioning, let's hear before we make our Thursday night picks, the Bills and Dolphins are going to be coming up here in just a quick second. I know you guys are excited for that one. Should be a fun one. The Bills are favored by 12.5 points against the Miami Dolphins.
Is that BetMGM?
BetMGM.
Okay.
By 12.5 points.
That's a big spread.
Big spread. Dolphins have looked horrendous. Bills have looked like maybe the best team in football. And if you're thinking, Blake, I don't know which way I should go. Maybe I kind of believe in Tua. All the hype is towards the Bills. I don't know if Tua's as bad as he is. Let's listen to Tua during this week's media availability talking about the matchup and kind of how he views himself in comparison to Josh Allen.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
I mean, like this.
Buffalo may win 75-0 tonight.
I don't think the 12-point spread's big enough, to be
he
honest.
Is talking as wow. if he is like Jake Browning or Carson Wentz, and he's just happy to be in this position, and it's super obvious that the other guy is better, and you're a backup, and there's no real whatever. Tua, you're paid like a superstar. Man. You're a top 10 pick. You're a first-round guy.
He's a humble guy.
And to come out and just be like, I mean, he runs better than me, if he just started there.
He didn't say anything wrong, though.
No. He said nothing untrue.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't say anything. And here's the thing. That's the way Tua is, though.
Sometimes a little bit. Being too honest, that's like a coach coming out and being like, dude, we play the Chiefs, we play the Cowboys this week, we're about to get beat by 100.
We're about to put up 100.
Maybe both of those are true, but as the coach, as the quarterback, there's a certain level of just kind of staying in the middle. You know, we take all our opponents the same, I'm not looking ahead, these guys are just as good as the last guys. You know, you don't start
Is there such a thing as paying too much deference to somebody?
That's what he just did.
Okay.
And if he'd have just said...
half of what he does when it comes to running the ball.
If he'd have just went with the, hey, he runs the ball better... I think most people wouldn't even be a headline. We get it. We know Josh Allen's one of the best runners, but to be like he can do half the stuff I can't do, and he just throws the ball over the yard. I can't do half the stuff he can do. Like, you're glazing the guy a day before you play him.
Maybe he's trying to get into his head. he's doing so a little reverse
psychology. As this ball's about to kick off, 12.5.
What's our Bills favored.
What are you taking as our first pick? Me and Fred will give the rest of our NFL picks on Saturday.
Yeah.
On Saturday,
Are we on 1 to 5:30 or 1 to 5?
I believe 1 to 5:30.
I think you're right.
Thursday, the ball is about to be kicked off in about 9 seconds.
Oh my God.
Are you picking?
Buffalo.
To cover the spread?
Absolutely. This game gives me 31-17 vibes.
I'm going to pick Miami to cover the spread. Just to be different, I got Miami covering the spread. I think as much as I absolutely hated everything Tua just said, and I would not want my quarterback saying that.
Yeah.
There's just something about this game that everything is favoring Buffalo. Miami's going to try to come out, and hopefully Devon Achane to me is going to be the MVP. Two tutties.
I mean, do you have how many Miami Dolphins do you have on your fantasy team? Because I feel like that. So this is a pure fantasy.
I've got James Cook.
Unbiased. Well, yeah, you're feeling great. I mean, hell, anybody that's got James Cook is feeling good.
I've got zero Dolphins players on my team.
Okay.
I just feel like Devon Achane is going to go off. The Bills allow, I think, like the third most receptions to running backs. Devon Achane kills the Bills every time he plays them. He's kind of the one guy to look for. And maybe if they get ahead and make the Bills play off their back foot, who knows? You know, the funny thing is, as bad as Tua has been, I think he's had like 230 yards
the
last
week. He looked better in the second game than he did the first
last
game.
Week, excuse me. Yeah. Like, he's still put up numbers. He just doesn't look aesthetically pleasing right now and is throwing the ball
to the team. I just don't trust the overall temperature of this team.
I don't either. And that's why I think... I think this is just a trap game. I don't think they're going to win. I just think the Dolphins keep it a little bit closer.
12.5 is a huge spread, and I don't necessarily disagree with you there. I just, my disdain for Mike Daniel or Mike McDaniel is greater than my fear of, because I don't disagree with anything you just said, but there's just something about the way he carries himself in post-game pressers.
He looks tired.
And during the week. It's not just that he looks tired. I mean, dude, we're in week two.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got on one hand, you got Brian Schottenheimer, all right, who, look, I don't give a damn who Mike McDaniel is. Miami on its best day isn't half as stressful as a job as being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, let's get into that. What is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? What is Jerry Jones? And what does the injury report look like for your Dallas Cowboys as they take on the Bears in week number 3?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Free. Coming up next.
So I'm going back and forth with a texter who says that, A, I was wrong about my prediction, and then I can't get a Rangers and an Astros tat. I can't have a Rangers and an Astros tat. Why not?
Guys.
Of course I can.
You have to remember, when people get tattoos at a certain place in their life,
I'm a big believer in tattoos don't necessarily have to have a meaning. They're more, to me, it's more about what was going on in your life at that time.
Correct.
As to why you got that tattoo.
And
I have a genie on my arm, for Christ's sake.
That's the same reason that I don't want to cover my whole body up, like my arms and my legs, because there's still more parts of my life to go.
I mean, you've got a lot of life
you
left.
You cover it up and then something significant happens, you got no room other than like your face or something.
And let's not go there.
I only got one tattoo on my face.
To that point, I do want to leave some...
What?
I was going to say, to that point, I'm going to leave some part of my body to get tattoos for when I have kids, because I know I'm going to want tattoos for them as well. So.
Of course.
I could see Kevin with on the shoulder a portrait of his baby boy.
I'm not doing face tattoos.
In like a frame.
I'm not doing face tattoos. Julian. No. I'm not getting tattoos of people's faces.
Can we just clarify one thing? You don't have a tattoo on your face. Well, you got a tattoo on your head.
On my head.
But you don't have one on your face.
Really close. Behind my ear.
It's behind your ear.
But I mean, the fan cam's on. I feel like people could see if I'm lying.
Yeah. So but then people are going to start texting in like, oh my God, you got a tattoo on your
text
face.
Text in. Engagement.
let's see. From the 817, I'll rock a fatty thong. Whoever sees it might be disappointed when they realize it's not talking about my junk.
Well, disappointed you won't be in the Cowboys injury report, because Tyler Guyton, Trayvon Diggs, and Kevontae Turpin were all full participants in today's practice, and they should all be good to go. I think the only guy we were kind of worried about was Turpin with the neck. He had the neck brace on this week. That is a guy that's been getting... He got teased after the game. Me and Fred were in the locker room. CD was messing around with them. So it seemed like they weren't all in good spirits about Kevontae Turpin.
Oh, Kevontae, yeah.
He should be good to go. I think I saw a picture. He still kind of has the brace on, I think just for stability for the neck, but he should be good to go. The only guy that did not practice, I don't think any of us really expect him to play, Deron Bland, will not be good to go. But on the opposite side of the ball, the team you are playing, I'm going to read the Bears injury report. One guy that's out for the season is Jalen Johnson, who is the Bears' Deron Bland, if you will. If you don't keep up with the Bears, he's one of the best corners in the league. He's out for the year. And then they have another player, Kyler Gordon, their nickel, who's one of the better nickels, if not the best nickel in football. He also did not practice. He hasn't practiced this whole week. Their main linebacker, TJ Edwards, is out with a hamstring. He did not practice as well. Jalen Jones, their other corner, did not practice for them. DeAndre Swift was limited with a quad injury. Grady Jarrett, who I believe played in week one or week two, one of them didn't play in one of the weeks. He's dealing with a knee injury, did not practice on Wednesday, was limited today. That's the defensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. They're also dealing with DeMario Jackson, with the hamstring. He was limited on Wednesday, did not practice on Thursday. So the injuries lining up for the Chicago Bears, I think the big one being both secondaries pretty rattled with injuries. So if you're going to take an over on a week's game, I think this would be the one to take it. Both teams have the – we've seen the explosiveness from both teams, and both teams' secondaries are decimated.
Do we know what the over-under is yet for this ball game?
I can look at
– I think the spread – I know the spread was probably I heard it was favored towards Chicago, but I want to see if that's still the case.
I will get both of those answers for you in about half a second.
All right. By the way, heads up, programming note, we've got Tyler Aki, executive producer of the Waddle and Sylvie show on Chicago 1000. He also hosts Chicago's College Football Tailgate Show on the Bears flagship ESPN 1000. He'll be joining us at 8:40 to talk all things Chicago Bears. And then on Saturday, when Blake and I are on again from 1 to 5:30, my boy Joey Christopoulos from their version of All City CHGO will be joining us at 2 o'clock.
Look at you lining up guests.
Well, I mean, look, it's for anybody that was questioning what was going to be different about Fan After Dark come fall and the autumn, and at the and again, I do, and like I said on Sunday, I hope Broadus is listening.
I hope he's listening,
because the Fan After Dark has gone ham. We're not about just the food anymore. No.
We're going turkey. Games.
Okay. Well, we are. I mean, we do eat. Let's make that clear.
You didn't like my joke? So we're going ham. I said, no, we're going turkey.
Oh, I see what you did there. I did just. I'm so locked. Look, I was so. By the way, quick aside. I was so locked in during the Mythical High School football show today that I completely got a segment wrong. It was supposed to be a two. I thought we were doing a 2-minute segment. So I was just going to read like a couple scores, but it was a 5-minute segment and I'd missed it. And I'm just reading scores or games. And I'm looking at my boy Steve like, okay, when are we done? Like, why is the music not started yet? And he goes, oh, go ahead. Give us some more games.
Was it a funny segment?
No, it was. I was thinking it was a 2-minute segment because the times are a lot different than obviously how we do here on the Fan. And I had an interview planned for that segment. I mean, I didn't have 5 minutes of scores and games ready to go. So I'm just rattling off nonsense. Anyway, point being this, next level.
Okay? Next level.
Next level.
The spread is Dallas by one. Dallas is favored by one.
So it's a push. It's a push.
And then the over-under
is?
For this game.
47.
It's not pulling up. Give me just a second.
47's not bad.
Cricket Wireless strikes again.
37? No, it's not going to be 37. It's going to be higher than
37?
No, it's not. I was going off Kevin.
No, I said 47. What Fred said.
I said 47. That's my guess. Because you have 37. Hammer the over, guys.
I'm having some.
If it's 47, you're taking that all day. I think there's going to be a lot of points put up. I think it's going to be very reminiscent of what we just saw against the Giants. I really do.
50.5.
Ooh. Give me that. I'm taking the over.
Pretty much just 25 from each team.
I could see that this game screams 30-24.
I think even more than that. I think both defenses are terrible.
They're not good.
I would take the over.
They're not good. Here's my
both
question for you.
Best defensive player, or I won't say best, really impactful players are hurt with Deron Bland and Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that stop explosive plays, and both guys are out. So, and both teams have receivers and quarterbacks that can put up numbers.
I get Jadeveon Clowney is solid as far as a defensive end. And I say solid, all right? But he's not a – the thing about Jadeveon Clowney is this team needs pass rush, right? Dante Fowler has been MIA. Ezeraku has not been great. Sam Williams has not been great. Marshawn Nealon isn't really a pass-rushing defensive end anyway. And for whatever reason, they don't play James Houston that much, all right?
And Maris Lufau got 9 snaps.
You know what I'm saying?
And 9.
So,
while Kenneth Murray played 100%.
And we're still trying to figure out why he's not getting more snaps. But at any time, did you think to yourself, knowing that Jadeveon Clowney could potentially be added to this roster, was there any time during the game on Sunday where you thought to yourself, you know, adding Jadeveon Clowney is really going to shore this thing up?
No. I thought the secondary, the biggest problem was them passing off assignments. How many times did we see blown coverages where
they're in
a Tampa 2
Several
or
times.
One guy is in cover 2, the other are in cover 3, and you just have Wandale Robinson, Malik Nabers leaking up the seam or getting on the sideline? Like, it seemed like there was a bunch of confusion. There was a couple times, like the last Malik Nabers touchdown and the first one were just, I'm better than you. That wasn't a blown
coverage. Exactly, but Wandale Robinson scoring?
Like, wide open.
But even then, but even the last Malik Nabers one, like Donovan Smith, there's
Donovan Wilson.
Or, excuse me, I don't know why I was calling Donovan Wilson or Donovan Smith. Donovan Wilson, there's 30 seconds left.
Only thing that's going to beat us is a touchdown. Like, we're up by four.
I mean, what do you think you're, I mean, they have to score a touchdown, and they've been throwing bombs on you all day, and the one thing you know Russell Wilson still can do reasonably well,
very
even
well
his age,
that game.
Is throw a deep ball.
And
he still just threw it on you. So anyway, we got a little audio with him. You'll get the locker room audio from Blake and I on Saturday. But GM Jerry Jones joins the station once, twice a week, every week, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. With all this extra money, flush with cash, what kind of help are we going to go out and get, Jerry?
We've got help on the way. We are talking about the secondary, and yes, we've got help on the way, and it's internally. And Bland wasn't out there, and we've got certainly Ravel, our outstanding young corner, and frankly, maybe one of the best corners as a young corner that I've seen us put on the roster. Well, he's on the way, and we'll start looking at him. I think he was from the start of the first game, he was four games out when he would be available for us to get. Once you put him in a certain status, and he wasn't available to start the season, once you put him in the status, he's four games away. His injury situation right now will allow him to be there in the fourth game or after the fourth game.
Totally.
Hey, Revel's one of the best young cornerbacks he's ever seen put on the team. So, I mean, that's
word about Claiborne.
If anybody knows, it's one Mr. Jerry Jones. You can't add him fast enough. I mean, that much we do know, but I think we also need to temper our expectations. I mean, what do you? I get it. He was a first round talent before he blew out his knee last year. All right, but at the same time,
do you have the? I don't know if the Cowboys are in a position to have the luxury to be drafting guys that weren't ready. Maybe it'll pan out long term. You would. Hope.
I think if you'd have joined,
corner position.
I think you could have done it. You could have been okay with adding Revel, getting that kind of, you know, bang for your buck in the third round if you knew you were going to go out and grab a couple free agents.
Yeah.
All right? If you'd have taken the same approach with a Dante Fowler and a Jadeveon Clowney in the secondary, then you know what? Then we don't – and if Deron Bland doesn't hurt himself again.
I guess they feel like they did that with Kyer Elam. They didn't expect Bland to be hurt and out for a week, so they would have thought – they were thinking they were going to have Diggs, Bland – and Elam.
Why was Dalton Kincaid not doing this last year? Is all I want to know.
He's playing the Dolphins right now. He hasn't really.
Yeah, but he had a touchdown last week too.
Yeah, he's all right. This is a little bit of a.
Tell you what, it's two more touchdowns than he had to start the 2024 season.
More than touchdowns, Fred.
No, it's not. When you got tight ends, touchdowns are gold, bro.
Well, duh.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Dawson Knox is better.
Really?
You have some more audio?
Is he, though? Is he? I'm not convinced. I'll tell you what.
Kincaid's overrated.
He scores touchdowns, though. Let's go to Jerry 10. What kind of impact is Jerry expecting from Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, yes. Yes, and that's what it's, that's the purpose. And he's, what we're going to ask him to do won't be foreign to him at all. He appears to be in real good shape. And so he's got that experience, and we'll start benefiting from him immediately.
Jadeveon Clowney, will he be inserted and help the Cowboys run defense who, funny enough, by PFF, they are last in run defense. Now, I will provide a little bit of context. It's not just design run plays that it's graded by. It's just anytime the other team runs the ball. And the reason your grade is so poor is because week one, Jalen Hurts ran all over you and scramble drills and you weren't able to get to him. But just going by the numbers, they are ranked dead last at a 50.2.
I take PFF grades with a grain of salt.
I do too. I do too.
I
have to be honest, I don't watch all 32 teams film of what they're doing every rushing play, every blocking play. So I have to, a little bit of context.
I mean, hey, they did exactly, not to pat ourselves on the back, but let's go ahead and do it. I mean, you and I said last week on these airwaves, if we were the Giants, throw often, early and often.
Make it explosive.
Okay, because that was the one thing you knew.
That's exactly what happened, too.
I mean, that's exactly. I mean, we said it. We knew. I mean,
sure, it was all, let's take the top off.
You've got a not 100% Trayvon Diggs. Yeah. Okay? You had no Deron Bland. Now, God bless Reddy. Okay,
Reddy Stewart actually graded as the highest secondary player for the. For
he
the Cowboys.
Really did. Okay, I mean it was your veterans. Yeah. Malik Hooker taking bad angles. Donovan Wilson playing God, wherever the hell he was doing. Okay, and then you know, stop me if you've heard this before. Kyrie Elam getting burned. Okay, so that was your the one guy that I didn't expect to get burned or to get burned actually didn't. So there you have it. Maybe Jadeveon somehow, who again never had double digit sacks in his career. Good against the run. No question about it, but I think it's the pass rush that's bothering you right now. Where are you taking us next?
The Dallas Mavericks season is upon us, and they just made an acquisition of a former player that Blake is very fond of. Who was that player, and who might get cut to make room for this player? We'll discuss next on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After Dark. Tua has already fumbled.
Pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, buddy!
Tua's so bad, I just had to say it right in the
That's
middle
it.
Of that.
You reading. Know what? That's okay. We still got the we still got the jizz. And you know what? I'm happy to know that I'm not the only one that gets so excited to bring us back or bring a show back that I, too, will talk all over a bump back. Okay? From the 214, and somebody give this guy a hug. Okay? Somebody give this guy a hug.
Can I be honest?
I'm going to give you an air high five right now.
I haven't really read the text messages today.
I know you haven't.
Usually I'm like locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in.
But, you know, I got to give these news to the people.
No, you do.
Because if I'm over here reading the text message, can't have the headline ready. Middle of the bump back.
From the 214, because this is the same guy that's been... apparently hates my Ranger takes.
Is he still on the Rangers?
Well, now granted, of course, you know how I read my text messages. I do it at the time that I left it on the screen. So this was from 21 minutes ago. Because I asked him, I'm like, bro, what? I was wrong by a week. I said a month ago this team gave me 82-80 vibes. And why can't I have a Rangers tat? He says, you can have whatever you want. Just saying, if someone makes fun of you because you have a Rangers and Astros tat, you deserve the hate. Like, what? I mean, what kind of life are you living? First of all, who's
I got a text here. Someone said, I've been so busy and I get to relax tonight and y'all are finally on. Mute me if you need to. That I don't get.
Mute you?
He said, I'm reading in his text. Mute me if you need to.
As in mute Blake or mute him, the person?
Mute the texter.
Oh, because he's texting so much?
I don't know. The text before said the fatty thong is an open invitation to the spread.
Love it.
And then they said maybe there's a college fishing team you can join, Brian brought us a couple hours ago.
At the very least, if I have a Rangers and a Astros tattoo, it's a conversation piece. And if somebody wants, I mean, who makes fun of people for tattoos, by the way?
Well, speaking of...
Unless it's a bad one.
Speaking of fishing, the Mavericks have fished a new player into their boat.
Wow. Like that's that? The most ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous segue. Here's Malik Nabers burning Trayvon Diggs.
That was my favorite route because Trayvon acted like that route didn't exist. He was just stunned by that.
Just couldn't.
Just stunned by that release that somebody could do that. Look at his hips. They're like, whoa.
Yeah. I think he's just. It's
great ball, too.
One guy's Malik Nabers and one guy is Trayvon Diggs. I think that's the reality.
Dennis Smith Jr. has joined the Mavericks on a training camp deal, which means it's kind of a one-year deal, training camp deal. If he doesn't make the team, nothing happens.
Yeah.
They might lose a little bit, like $250,000.
It's easy for you to say. Mm. It's such a reach, even you can't even say it without choking up.
$250,000 against the salary cap if he doesn't make it. But my question to you, Fred, I got two for you. Okay. And I'll open it up to Kevin Walker as well. What pick of what year was Dennis Smith Jr. to the Dallas Mavericks?
I think I saw this already. Without looking at your computers. I already saw this. I was looking at the stats.
Okay, well, if you already know, then hush.
Yeah.
Kevin Walker.
I'm going to guess first round 2019.
He was a first round pick.
It was 2017.
2017.
Okay. Ninth overall pick.
Yeah. There's the bell. Ninth overall pick, 2017. He's bounced around the league, the Nets, Real Madrid, the Hornets. What he's known for is...
The Knicks, Pistons, and Trailblazers as well.
Yep. Half the teams. His calling card is his defense. Yeah. Is his perimeter defense. And what did we talk about last time we talked about the Mavs?
And he has hops.
The Mavs suck at perimeter defense. Other than Max Christie, there's not really many guys you can call on to go, hey, go lock down this guard.
Who's he replacing, though?
That's my question.
Who would you rather have him on? I mean, I'll defer to you on this
Fred
one.
Davis.
I
think he gives you a fun defensive guy. Now, here's the biggest gripe and the biggest reason he won't make the roster. His last two seasons.
Well, he can't shoot.
He can't shoot the ball. Under 30% from three. Shot 22% for three
when
he was with the Hornets, when he was playing 25-plus minutes, playing regular minutes. 22% from three will not cut it in the NBA, let alone as a guard.
He did shoot 29%.
Yep. And limited minutes. So when he was playing big minutes with 19? The Hornets.
He played 19 minutes with the Nets.
29%
2 years ago.
Is all right.
I mean, no, it's terrible.
Sub 30,
I mean,
though, as a guard.
I don't say terrible, but it's not. You're not. I mean, look, you better be Scottie Pippen on defense if you're going to shoot 30%.
So my question is, who would you rather have him, or would you rather have him on the roster rather than someone else? If I was to go in a nutshell.
No. There's nobody I want over him. I mean, Caleb Martin. Is that the only guy?
That's probably.
I just do that at you because I know how much you.
Yeah,
you know,
and I was looking at
your bestie.
Caleb Martin's making a lot more. There's a lot more money that they can't get off of guaranteed contract until 2027. So unless you trade Caleb Martin for cash considerations and you have an open roster spot, because Dante Exum took that final roster spot, there's not going to be a lot of room for Dennis Smith. But they brought him into camp to push guys like Brandon Williams, Jaden Hardy, and Exum. Remember, guys, as much as I, Fred, and the rest of you guys love Brandon Williams is on a non-guaranteed contract.
Yeah. You don't want him over Max Christie, right?
I do definitely. The only people I would consider is Hardy, Exum, and Caleb Martin.
Hardy. You're not putting him over Hardy.
I'm just saying those are the only guys I would consider. As far as the three guys that should be the most worried, if any, would be those three guys. Would you agree? If any. Would be Jaden Hardy.
I mean, Jaden Hardy will get traded first.
Yeah, I agree. I said is worried about their spot, like as far as not being on the team. Jaden Hardy, Caleb Martin, and Dante Exum. Everybody, if I didn't mention
Dante Exum is good. That's a Jason Kidd guy.
I know all of them are probably good. I said the guys that should be the most worried, if any, would be those are the guys at the top of the scale. I'm not saying that their jobs are in jeopardy. Just saying, as far as they bring in a guy like this for a reason, to push guys at training camp. We've seen that happen before. Salah Mejri took over Samuel Dalembert, who was on a contract with the Mavs, got cut, and they got Mejri off of a training camp deal. Now, doesn't happen that often. I'm talking about something that happened like 10 years ago, but they brought him in for a reason. They like what they know him. He's been in the system. Top 10 pick by the Mavs in 2017. Good perimeter defense where the Mavs lack. Can't shoot the ball to save his life. Can he outplay a Jaden Hardy in training camp? Can he outplay an Exum? Can he make them move on from Caleb Martin? Or is he just a training camp body they end up not signing? We'll have to wait and see.
I think he's a training camp body that you bring in, that it's a good signing because it's a good signing for both parties. All right.
It's a good signing because A, it gets your guys, to your point, Dante Exum, I don't think you're worried about, right? He comes in mentally ready. I don't think you're worried about him as from a veteran leadership standpoint. I think if anything, it's to push Jaden Hardy.
I agree.
Right.
No, I agree.
Because look, Brandon Williams was great for you at the end of the last season, so you're good about that.
I would think you feel pretty confident for Brandon.
I think, to your point, the one guy that you're bringing in with the hopes that, hey, wake up, smell the coffee, and this is the guy that, you know, because is Jaden Hardy, right? Unless Brandon Williams just falls off.
If Dennis Smith Jr.'s defense can be as good as Hardy's offense is, now you're just doing a one for one. One guy gives his offense, one guy gives us good defense.
Yeah.
Who's better at the intangibles? Who's maybe a little bit better at offense than they are? Because Jaden Hardy on defense was horrendous. So, like,
you could argue he was not good at anything.
Say Dennis Smith Jr. shows his shot has improved. He played in Real Madrid last year, and he's a great defender. That makes Jaden Hardy a lot more expendable. We go, hey, we've got guys that can score the ball. I got Brandon Williams. Why would I play you, Jaden Hardy, if I can deploy a defensive guy? So I'm just theorizing. They brought him in here for training camp. I'm excited. I've always been a Dennis Smith Jr. fan, especially him in his later career becoming a defender. We know he can finish at the rim. His shot has been the problem. But let's move on to some guys that are actually on the roster right now. D'Angelo Russell, who's going to be your starting point guard for your Dallas Mavericks while Kyrie Irving is rehabilitating from his injury. We're hoping to see him around January, February.
By the way, are we again, I'm no EuroLeague. I don't do a lot of scouring of EuroLeague stats here. Yeah. He played two games?
Yeah. Didn't do much in Real Madrid. Kind of similar to what Exum did, and he got back on the Mavericks. Here is D'Angelo Russell.
Real quick. Just last thing. You want to guess what his three-point percent? I mean, again.
In two games.
You want to guess what his three-point percentage was? You're going with 65?
53.
Try zero. In two games, my man took four threes and missed all of them.
He's going to have to hit a lot more. Let's talk to a guy that has hit plenty of threes in his career and how excited he is for his new teammates in Dallas with D'Angelo Russell.
I can't wait to play with Coop. I can't wait to play with AD, Max Christie, backdoor, all that. Najee. But Clay. Like, I can't wait to play with Clay. That's like 2K to me. Dallas just made itself known. And I remember I was like, I'm going to go play open gym. They said Clay's going to be there. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, before the workout, I was like, I'm on Clay's team. Like, we didn't get to play with each other in Golden State. He knows. I played against him. He knows who I am. I know what you're going to do for my game. But for you to know what I'm going to do for your game, bro, we're locked. Like, what? And we have plays where we're on the court playing with each other, and I'm thinking ahead of him. And he's like, my bad. And I'm like, yeah, I see it, bro. I see it. And now it's like, I can't wait to play with him. Like, I'm high level, bro. Like, I see when you're open. You don't even know you're open. Like, be ready for me, bro. Trust me. We going. I'm like, what? Like, you're my, for all the 2Kers out there, you're my, when I hold R1 and press circle and I don't even know where a circle is, you're my shooter. Ah, are you over there? I'm watching you and I drive to the rim. I'm like, where the f*** is Clay? I'm thinking of you, bro. Trust me. So that's one of my real, like, I can't wait to play with Coop. I can't wait to play with AD, Max Christie, backdoor, all that good Najee,
That is D'Angelo Russell being uber excited.
I love the enthusiasm.
877-881-1053. How excited are you for D'Angelo Russell? Or not excited? What is your scale on how you feel about D'Angelo Russell being the guy to head the troops at the point guard position? Kind of struggled his last couple of years, especially with efficiency. A lot of people have called him kind of an empty stat guy. Can he be on a championship winning team? Or a championship caliber team, excuse me. And be that driving force at the point guard position, dishing it out to his playmakers. We shall wait and see. To me, I would say I'm at a 6. I'm not like, whoa, we're going to kill it without him. We're fine. Kyrie, take as long as you want. I'm not at a 0.
No.
There's people, I've seen the 0-1s. Kyrie or D'Angelo's not a winning player. I'm at like a 6. I feel like, you know, players reinvent themselves every kind of offseason. He knows what he's playing with. He knows that he's playing with Cooper Flagg, with AD, with Lively. He doesn't have to do too much. So, me, I'm at a 6 out of 10 as far as excitement level for D'Angelo Russell running the unit until Kyrie gets back.
Well, he just made himself sound like the best point guard of all time, so I'm up there at like an 8 right now. He just said that he can see things happening before it even happens.
I'm at a 3. Okay, this guy's been a trade deadline guy
at three different times in his career. Mm-hmm. Okay, that tells me all I need to know about D'Angelo Russell.
Trade deadline guys, greatest point guard ever. Let's hear from a guy that a lot of people said that about in Dallas.
I honestly didn't know what to expect. I was Texas, but I fell in love with Texas right away. The biggest shock was the NFL games, you know, going to the Cowboys game first time. It was like so many people. It was amazing to see.
That first season, you played alongside fellow European Dirk Nowitzki. What was the one thing he taught you?
Professionalism, you know, how professional he was with everything, even in his 21st season, you know. He had the whole routine every day, you know, start this, that time, he would start at that time. So just the routine was unbelievable to see.
You led the Mavericks to the Western Conference Finals in 2024. What's one word that describes how you felt when you won?
I would say amazing, but I always say amazing. So it was just, you know, unforgettable.
Unforgettable, we had to say about Luka. That was him doing a little bit of an interview, kind of breaking down his time in Dallas. You know, as my mom told me today, fans are still not over the Luka trade.
It's time to get over it, though.
Maybe.
It's time to get over it, though, because you know what? It's a new era.
Yeah, AD's eye is a new era. Let's do a little NFL stat coming up next. Patrick Mahomes shows up on the injury report. Xavier Worthy trending towards playing, as well as some more injury news for you. We'll do a little NFL stat coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.